We are in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. We must submit to every human authority, Peter tells us. Make it a habit. Habitually submit to the government. But suppose the government tells you to do something that God has clearly told you not to do, or vice versa. Look at the life of Paul and other early disciples. They were told to stop talking about Jesus. And what was their response? Well, they just kept at it. They still told about Jesus. And they were arrested. They told the rulers about Jesus. They were put in jail, and they told the people in jail about Jesus, and they sang praises in jail. God joined in on the bass, and they had an earthquake. But the bars in jail fell down, and the jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" He may or may not have been referring to literal salvation. He may have just been thinking, "How do I get out of this situation?" But he listened. And his family listened, and they all received the Lord. So how does this relate to Peter's statement in 1 Peter 2:14? Look carefully at what Peter adds when he says to submit to the authorities. He says, they are there to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. If the authorities don't do that, they are not legitimate authorities. So submit. Submit to their punishment, but don't say that their command was right when it was wrong. Never go against God's law. To violate God's commands in order to obey the government is not what Peter has in mind, and it was not what the founders of the United States had in mind. In fact, most, if not all, countries related to the UK or who were once part of the British Empire, had quite a different foundation from today's idea of the 51% majority deciding what's right or wrong, or the government leaders deciding what's right or wrong, or even the courts deciding what's right or wrong. Instead, the basis of law was Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. In the United States, that commentary was the basis for American law until the mid to late 1800s. Blackstone was read as part of law school training. In fact, it was basically what law school was. It was a requirement. The basic principle Blackstone insisted upon was that every law passed had to have a biblical basis. No exceptions. The great evangelist Finney was in law school, and of course he was reading Blackstone, as was required, and he went out and purchased a Bible to make sure the biblical base was accurate. The end result was that he became a Christian and one of the greatest evangelists of the late 19th century. So Peter says that to submit to the government is to be able to silence the ignorance of foolish people. That might even include government leaders. Peter says in 2 verse 16, you should live in complete freedom, but he also warns not to use that freedom to do evil. Show love to all believers, he says. Live your life in awe of God and honor the rulers. If you're mistreated for doing the right things, you are commended by God, verse 20 says. Even when Jesus was verbally abused, he did not threaten to retaliate. Instead of that, Jesus entrusted himself to God. He was wounded, but we received healing from his wounds, verse 24. We may have wandered away, but now we follow the true shepherd. And he watches our souls every minute of the day. Chapter 2, verse 25. This is Brother Don.